Spring is underway, and that means spring sports are also trying to navigate the nice days from the cold ones. Griswold Golf has been able to take advantage of the nice days we've had so far this March, and the small team under head coach Jason Reynolds has been able to hit the links a few times already to start the season. For some of the golfers, they were getting time in over the summer and the offseason to work on and perfect their game, but for some, the beginning of this season is a time to change things up, get creative with different clubs, and see what works for the golfers.
I know a couple of the kids got a little bit of work in last summer, met with some PGA guys to kind of tune their swing up a little bit. But for the most part, the weather's been good, so we've been out at it for the last 3-4 days. Coach Rogers and I, we really focus on short game quite a bit. We ask them to chip and putt, try different techniques. Now's the time to try different clubs in the chipping and maybe a different putter grip. When you're starting off fairly fresh at the beginning of the year, it's always good to open up your imagination a little bit and try different shots, and you know, you may develop some new techniques moving forward.
Experimenting with different techniques at the beginning of the season allows for the golfers to find a rhythm in their game that they like, so once the season starts, it becomes more focused on tuning up and perfecting that rhythm. While it may be a small team hitting the course for the Tigers, a lot of focus is going to be on their strong returners to lead the way.
Like on the boys' side, Hogan Hook is a junior this year. He's a hard worker. He plays golf year-round, probably plays golf every month of the year, and I've noticed some major consistency improvements in him over the last year, and I know he worked hard this last summer, and even better, Hogan's just a great leader. On the girls' side, Lindsay Kaiser, she's the senior this year. She's been with us all 4 years. She's just a great kid to have on the team. She's a hard worker. She works on her chipping and putting every day, and it's really paid off.
With two upperclassmen to help guide the young additions to the golf team, Coach Reynolds knows that the young golfers can take strong strides this season to improve their game and make an impact for the team. All in all, it's about getting better this season for Griswold Golf.
When you're new, you're going to make great strides as far as lowering your score. And the way we're going to do that is just with consistency and short game. You know, you can make up a lot just if you can chip it on the green and 2-putt or chip it close and 1-putt. So that's going to be our focus for these kids and basically the whole team, you know. But we're going to continue to get better every day. We'll work on the basics, work on the chipping and putting, play a few holes, make good decisions as far as club selections, knowing the limitations and playing toward your strengths.
The Tigers' first meets come this April as the boys will face Nottoway Valley and Essex on April 1st and the girls will face Glenwood and Red Oak on April 2nd. For KSOM Sports, I'm Austin West reporting.